the road that we was on.
It's possible.
You know?
It's possible.
Like, they kind of took it away from them.
Oh, sure.
Because they knew what team we were on, so to speak.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
But it all comes back. And I don't know. When I put all that Organite out, I put a whole bunch out.
Good.
And, see, it's crazy because, you know, the first thing I said, you know, is like, it gets real hot and humid when I put that stuff out, man. And it's kind of crazy because I kept, you know, thinking, it was like, the future's bright and best in shade. So that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Boy, it must going to be cooking around this spot.
It is.
One day. But, I think those on the right team get this special little cloak, you know, like a little robe, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. to wear.
Makes
and
sense.
There ain't nothing that can touch you.
I hope you're right.
Yeah, I feel like some people already wear it.
I do too.
Yeah.
I'm not one of them, but I do too.
Speaking of cloak.
Man, I'm going to let y'all go.
Thanks, buddy. It's
great
good to
talking,
hear from
man. Welcome
you,
man. Back. Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. All right, talk to you soon.
See you.
Thanks.
All right, caller, I need you to hold on for me. We've got to hit this break or it's going to take it away from me. So this is Clear and Air. We'll be back 5 minutes.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Richard Jordan. Financier Jeffrey Epstein apparently hanged himself behind bars. Epstein was facing sex trafficking charges and was accused of abusing dozens of underage girls.
With Epstein dead, the criminal case against him ends, but investigators can still pursue possible co-conspirators, and his alleged victims still have their civil cases. New York federal court unsealed hundreds of pages of court documents alleging new details of sexual abuse claims against the 66-year-old and several associates.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich, Attorney General Bill Barr has ordered an investigation into Epstein's death. President Trump is considering a deal on gun reform legislation.
He's out of Washington. Congress is out of town. So the president says that he believes and he's confident that once they all return to D.C., they'll be able to do something on expanding background checks. The president says even for skeptics, he thinks he can mostly get them on board.
Fox's Rich Edson. This is Fox News.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot? We'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than just serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable. Serving part-time lets you attend school full-time while you take advantage of education benefits that can help you graduate debt-free. If a civilian career is your goal, serving part-time allows you to work at a full-time job. The skills, qualities, and contacts you will develop in the Guard can open doors to a great civilian career. Want to serve but worried about being away from friends and family? Part-time service in the Army National Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want while you enjoy the many benefits of serving your community and nation. You owe it to yourself to learn more about how the Army National Guard can fit into your life. Visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Boy, I'm itching for hunting season. What are you planting for your food plot this year?
Don't rightly know yet. There's so many options, but some of them seem kind of gimmicky.
That's what I think. I'm going to Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out at the Doster Center. Over 25 vendors will be there, and they're offering big discounts to folks there that order early.
I'll meet you there.
Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out, Thursday, August 15th, 5:30 p.m. at the Doster Center. Admission is free. Call 365-5400.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal chance of showers and thunderstorms will continue for the next few hours until they fade out tonight. Overnight low temperature drops to about 76. Tomorrow, more oppressive heat with triple-digit heat indices, the actual high in the middle 90s. There'll be some scattered thunderstorms around for some lucky communities. That'll cool you down for a little while. Then the heat actually gets worse Monday through Wednesday of next week. If you thought the heat indices were hot this week, wait till you see next week. It's going to be pretty intense. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. If there are any of the radio people that work here at the station listening, we fixed the light in the men's room. Postman was tall enough to reach the bulbs. We swapped the bulbs out. Now there's light. You don't have to pee in the dark. It's always nice not to have to pee in the dark. We have a call. Hey, caller. Thank you for holding.
Hey, fellas. I was just calling in to expand on what the last caller was talking about. In that movie, in that show, what actually what he's talking about is the beginning of it is the most important part of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. The mother is a failed participant in MKUltra.
Ah, okay.
They gave her psychedelics and put her in deprivation tanks.
Yep.
And asked her to do things like see things and whatever, you know.
Right.
Well, during that time, she was pregnant and they didn't know.
Ah.
So
this,
later
this
on,
is the outcome from her after. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Yes, the show is based on her daughter, which they, after the shutdown of the program in 1973, mm-hmm. The OSI and the Army Biological Warfare Unit mm-hmm. kept doing experiments on these people.
Wow.
So that was the curtail part of MKUltra. So I just thought I'd share it. So.
Oh, cool. Good information. Thank you very much.
Yeah, which is a true, you know, that's a true story, or like a real life, you know, that actually happened.
Yes,
not necessarily
church,
you know, as the show shows it, but, you know.
Right.
You know, it's sort of like a what if one of the women during the MKUltra project was pregnant, and what if this was the outcome? So,
it's possible.
I mean, yeah, it's eerily similar to, have you ever heard of the Amherst incident?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So, you know, that woman, she displayed psychokinetic abilities
mm-hmm.
after a trauma. So, you know, and that's documented by, you know, like local officials, doctors, priests.
That's right.
Police officers. I mean, so, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
About as validated as you can get. Exactly.
Yep. So, but anyway, love the show, guys. You guys are awesome. Keep
Thank
it up.
You. Thank
and
you.
And I'll keep
much.
Listening.
I appreciate that. Take care. Love those kind of calls.
Well, I mean, if you look at it, Terry, that's just a peek into our ascendant form. That's all it is.
Hey, Frank, call back.
So, what? Okay, so they are basically, it is just a peek. They're basically showing us, giving us a glimpse of how we once were naturally without having to go through all this. Because it seems to me like the powers that shouldn't be are trying to manifest things artificially that used to be naturally occurring. Is that
the
way to put
it? And what's coming back once the shift happens.
Yeah, that makes
perfect
sense. It's
going to happen. It's going to gradually come, but at some point in time, you know, humans will probably live more than 100,000 years. It sounds crazy. It sounds far-fetched. But,
not really.
But in the future, we should live you know, 10 to 100,000 years.
Yeah. Well, it seems to me like the powers that shouldn't be, the one thing they hate is not knowing how they can manipulate something. So if they can go ahead and bring just a little bit of this about, then they can start playing around with it and see what they're dealing with when it does happen, to see if they can get a hold of it now before it actually happens. Does that make sense?
Yeah. What they're doing is they're experimenting to try to manipulate it, try to manipulate the change when it actually happens.
Exactly. That's what I said, but not as.
Little do they know, it's already hardwired into our solar system. It's already hardwired into our galaxy. It's already hardwired into our DNA.
That makes sense.
And the thing is, they can't stop it, because once precession starts, once a precession of equinoxes start, it has already started. As a matter of fact, think about it. How you know, 500 years ago, you know, people didn't live very long.
Right.
Now they're living, 100, 120, 130 years old.
Sure.
It's gonna change. It's gonna keep going higher and higher. And by 2050, there will be somebody on the planet probably about 200 years old. Easy.
Well, that's happening, but yet the average age is dropping. But that's a whole nother story. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Caller?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, Frank, use the special bat number.
He did, yeah, but we didn't get to in time.
I'm sorry, we were fixing the light bulbs in the men's room because we were tired of trying to pee in the dark.
Hey, I'm going to talk tonight about the Edomites and the Khazars, but before I go into that, have you guys heard of, it's called Project Montauk?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The Montauk Project, yes.
Yeah, about mind control.
Uh-huh.
And their main focus is politicians and super soldiers.
Yep.
And there's a guy that's got, his name's Dr. Nick Benach, B-E-G-I-C-H. He's got a website called Earth Pulse that really covers it in great detail. It's extremely interesting.
Cool.
And there's a YouTube video out called I Kill the Evil the Government Does Not Want You to Talk About.
Mm-hmm. Yes, those are good.
Yeah.
It's well, y'all are on the same page.
Yes, those are good, Frank. I'm glad you brought those up, man.
This talks about the Afghan that they or the Nephilim they killed in Afghanistan, and again, six fingers, six toes,
two
rows of
feet.
And then William Cooper's got a book out called The Pale Horse Rider. He's got another book called Beyond the Pale Horse, but The Pale Horse Rider talks about the fallen angels. And he's a federal government agent, an ex-federal government agent. And he's got documentation about how they're under the Euphrates River, and he's actually got pictures of them, you know, supposedly. So I just throw that out for food for thought.
Mm-hmm.
And then Stephen Quayle and Duncan Long's got a new book called The Long Riders, and that goes into great detail about what happened in Afghanistan. And I found some information this week that in the 7th century, the Romans were still fighting the Nephilim. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah, that blew me away. And just as a side note, not for tonight, but I've also found, Postman, that in some of the main dumps, the deep underground military bunkers, the dumps, that there's seven levels, and the Dracos are in the seventh level in a lot of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
But, yeah, different subjects. But anyway, before anybody says that we're anti-Semitic, and we're going to talk about the Edomites and the Khazars and how they've hijacked Israel, I want to remind everybody about a couple of Bible verses. Revelation 2:9. I know thy works, the tribulation and the poverty, for thou art rich. I know the blasphemy of the wood and saying that they are Jews and they are not. They are from the synagogue of Satan. That's Revelation 2:9. Revelation 3:9. Behold, I make them of the synagogue of Satan, which they say they are Jews and they are not, but they do lie. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And then in John 7:1, Jesus would not walk with jewelry because the Jews sought to kill him. Okay? Now, one of the biggest deceptions in the church today, any church you go to, is about Zionism. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Zionism is not about Jews. Zionism is a movement. Okay? However, the word Zionism actually means Israel, and that we ought to protect Israel because those that bless Israel are blessed by the Lord, and those that curse Israel are cursed by the Lord. That's absolutely true. That's beyond a shadow of a doubt. But is Zionism of Israel today, are those the true Jews? And the answer is no. Okay? The Zionism of today is a very clever ploy of those that worship Satan. Okay? It's a political agenda, but when Christians hear it, they think that it's biblical, and they're talking about Jerusalem, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a political agenda of Bolshevik Illuminati to capture the area of Israel for the Antichrist, okay? And the fact the agenda is to rule the world from Israel.
And
you all heard of Armageddon.
Yeah,
of course.
Mm-hmm. And Frank, before you go on, let me interject this right quick. What you just mentioned is tied to the planet Saturn, too. But go ahead.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me at all. But let me ask you this. How many times is Armageddon in the Bible?
No idea.
Yeah, the actual term.
I don't know. I'd say
it's
once.
In there one time.
Yeah.
Okay? One time only. And here's Revelation 16:13-16. You might be surprised. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon. And not out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of the devils, working miracles, and they go forth to the kings of the earth and the whole world. Okay? And it goes on and on. It says, he gathered them together in a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. Armageddon of the Antichrist, they want to rule from the nation of Jerusalem. What I found next blew me away, Terry.
Okay.
The agenda started back in the Edomite Bezalel. Jews, and they financed history rise to power in Germany. Okay? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because they wanted to get rid of the Torah and believe of the believing Jews and establish the Babylonian Talmudic Jewish nation and the nation of Israel.
The fake
okay?
ones. Yeah.
They were responsible for the Holocaust. Okay?
Wow.
The Edomite Jews were. Okay? The Talmudic Jews ruling and pushing the agenda of the New World Order and the Illuminati are trying to set up the rule for the Antichrist, okay? Now, this is what I find real interesting. The Illuminati and the two particular races of people known as the Edomite Jews are the sons of Cain and the sons of Esau.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get to Esau in a minute. But did you ever wonder why God immediately hated Esau, all right? It goes all the way to the top where the Illuminati ruled between the Jesuits. Have you ever heard of the Black Pope?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, let me give you the hierarchy. Okay, now, for anybody out there, the Black Pope is not white, black, color-wise. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's black as being pure evil.
Mm-hmm.
If you can envision in your mind's eye, you've got this chart, okay? Lucifer, Satan is the top. Right below it is the papal bloodlines. Below that is the Black Nobility Council. Then you've got the Jesuits Council, the Jesuits Order. Then it branches off into two branches. You've got Zionism and the Rothschilds, and you've got what's called the Knighthood. Then it branches off to three. You've got the CFR, the Blindenbergs, the Illuminati, and then the CIA and the Mossad. Okay? That is all under the same Edomites and Khazars that are ruling Israel right now. And when you keep saying that the Mossad and Israel is not the Israel of today...
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing, of the Bible, there is nothing that's more true than that statement, okay?
That's what I thought.
It is nowhere near. Now, there are a remnant of Jewish people that are pure Jews, but the Zionists are not Jewish.
Well, Frank, you look at who created the new version of Israel, that tells you everything. The Rothschilds, the Balfour Declaration, where that came from, it's from all the usual suspects of the New World Order.
Right.
And the Rothschilds, if you really do the homework and study the Rothschilds, they were Satan worshippers from the very beginning.
Exactly.
Okay? From the very beginning. Okay? But Orthodox, Reformed, and Messianic Jews totally disavow Zionistic Jews, okay? But you never hear that talked about anyway, all right? You don't hear that.
Right.
Now, these are the offspring of Asa, whom the Lord hated, okay? Why did God love Jacob and hate Esau? That, to me, blew me away when I found out and found a link to that, okay? But then somebody out there, Terry, is going to throw at us in this whole deal. Well, what about the Gog-Magog war in Ezekiel 38-39 in Armageddon, okay?
Uh-huh.
I firmly believe, after the study that I just did, that the battle of Gog-Magog, which is spoken about in Ezekiel 38-39, does not happen until after the thousand reign of Christ, okay? It's not in chronological order like we talked about several times in Revelation, okay?
Right. Okay.
Because after 1,000 years are expired, Satan will be loosened out of prison. He shall go down and see the nations which are the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to do the battle of Gog and Magog. Okay? And a lot of people like try to link it to Zechariah, 12 through 14, and it can't be linked, and that's a whole another, 20-minute deal. But Gog and Magog come after the thousand rule reign, and Armageddon is a structure when the Antichrist tries to bring every nation that he can together to fight the return of Christ, okay?
Okay.
But right now, it is estimated, from what I could gather, that somewhere between 8 and 10% of the people that live in the actual nation of Israel and call themselves Jewish are actually Messianic Jews, okay?
Wow.
The rest are from either the Edomites or Gazars, either from the tribe of Cain or the tribes of Esau.
Wow.
And that blew me away when I found all that. I mean, I know you touched on it, Postman, but the depth that I found it this week it gives me bumples just to talk about it.
It's important.
Yeah, some of them are Amorites, too.
But the main ones are the Edomites and the Khazars.
Mm-hmm.
Because they came specifically. And like I say, I've always wondered myself, why did God hate Esau? What did Esau do right off the bat? Okay. Well, God knew exactly what he was going to do and what he was going to populate the earth with. Okay.
Yeah. I touched on it, months ago when I was talking about it, Esau mixing the seed with ungodly humans, in other words, or inhuman element. I don't know whether they immigrated here from another star system or what, but I never did get a foothold into the study, because we got to talking about something else.
Yeah, but you have to ask yourself to that question, Postman. Why did God hate Esau? He knew something was going on, okay? Mm-hmm. He knew something was going to happen and what he was going to do. And it just mind-boggled. The whole thing just blew me away when I found out all the details about it, and I couldn't wait to share it with you.
Cool.
Yeah, okay.
So, anyway, that's my 2 cents worth of thought.
Yeah, and to expound on it a little bit further, if we got time, those people were on his land. They had settled on his land, and to go back in history, these were once cave dwellers.
Yes,
they called them.
Yeah, and they say the Ashkenazis were nomads, where they would actually eat fleas off of each other. Okay,
and they ate raw meat.
That would surprise me.
You know, Frank, you touched on something that I've been wanting to get on for a long time. And I told Terry about this story, but we don't have enough time to actually talk about it. But from history, from back in history, I mean, I would say about 40 centuries ago, 40 to 50 centuries ago, I won't call them people because they don't have souls because they were cloned. They were actually grafted. And the place where I read they were grafted at was on Patmos, was on the island of Patmos. And it's ironic that that John took the vision right there. But from there they spread it out, through parts of Anatolia and Greece And came up into a place, you know, right there, you know, where most of the Khazarian Empire is right now.
And, right, exactly.
Which is an area which is behind the Caucasus Mountains, which where they get their name from, where the name Caucasian comes from.
Right.
And Caucasian, it translates into dead man, a man with no soul.
Well, I resemble that remark.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just bone chilling when you think about the whole effects. And Jerry, when you said it probably 100 times, the Israel of today is not the Israel of God's time.
Right.
And I've never related it 100% until I found this week. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just mind chilling. There's only between literally 8 and 10% that are actually either true Messianic Jews.
Yeah.
And you know what, Frank? At some point in time, not too far in the future, the true Israel is going to show back up again, and people are going to be surprised.
Yeah.
They're going to be surprised where they are and where they come from.
Yeah,
they're going to be blown away. That's going to be another thing that's got to be revealed.
Yeah, and I just say look down, you know, because I mean, it could be real interesting, you know. But it
interesting.
You know, Carlo Orfield's got a lot of things we don't know about yet. But
true.
Anyway. I just throw that out there, food for thought, and you know, thanks for taking my call and my 2 cents worth.
Well, thank you, Frank. Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling.
Talk to you later.
Take care, my friend. See you. All right, I got to hit 2 breaks at once, guys.
Oh,
I did
right.
It
oh
again.
Really?
Is that...
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere, except tired and
depressed.
You need Dr. Summer's Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summer's solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers' Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal chance of showers and thunderstorms will continue for the next few hours until they fade out tonight. Overnight low temperature drops to about 76. Tomorrow, more oppressive heat with triple-digit heat indices, the actual high in the middle 90s. There'll be some scattered thunderstorms around for some lucky communities. That'll cool you down for a little while. Then the heat actually gets worse Monday through Wednesday of next week. If you thought the heat indices were hot this week, wait till you see next week. It's going to be pretty intense. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
Take five. Welcome back to a special four-hour edition of Clear and Dale. We got another hour and 20 minutes, guys.
Excellent.
You think we can BS our way through another hour?
Absolutely.
I'm just kidding. We don't BS. Everything we say here is stuff we've experienced or are experiencing. And I got to tell you, this Morgellons thing is getting weirder and weirder because this stuff seems to be terraforming the planet. It somehow, on a molecular level, it gets into everything it touches, everything it lands on. I personally have seen little plastic strips from a little plastic shelving unit I bought moving on its own. All kind of weird stuff going on with this Morgellons thing. It is just... You know, they took it to the spectrometer at the FBI lab where they have a sample of every known substance on the planet, and they couldn't match it up. They don't know what it is. So was this created in a lab here on the planet, or is this something the enemy from somewhere else has brought? Is this a satanic thing that they're changing the planet? I don't know.
Well, I've said on a program before that Bill Nigel said this is said it come from another star system.
It seems like it.
And and all I know is it kind of mimics those tooth worms in Challenger Deep, the ones that are around those 250-degree volcanic vents. How in the world do they live in salt water, in brine water now, 200-and-some-odd degrees?
Well, I can tell you this. I've got a little butane torch, and I have taken that torch and set it on one of those fibers, and it cracked the glass slide, and the fiber didn't affect it at all.
Well,
can't burn it.
It's just something weird about those worms in those tubes down there in the deep, and it makes me think about where they destroy it when because I think they come from old Tiamat. To be honest with you, I think they survived. I think they survived the trip here.
Wow, it's possible
because that's a species that. That lives in an alien environment, and it's an alien type of entity, and it looked just like a Morgellons fiber, but it's on the maximum. In other words, it's huge.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then who knows? Morgellons could be an incubator for something else.
And it's funny you say that because I've gone, I've taken a very bright light and laid it against my wall of my home. And in the hall, I'd see these little loops poking out of the paint. So I go and get my tweezers and look, and it's fibers that are looped out of the paint. So I take my tweezers and I pull them, and it's like opening a FedEx envelope when you pull the little tab and it rips through the plastic. So that's what happens. And it's like these things I pull out of the wall are shells. Mm. Whatever was in there is not there anymore. It's hatched out of it.
Right.
And it's, so you may be right. It may be hatching something out. I don't know. But it's getting bigger and bigger. And we need to get a handle on this thing or we're going to be in trouble.
Well, yeah, if you could find out what the composition of it is, then we'd have a better idea of what its purpose is.
Yeah.
If it's like silica-based or something and it's replacing our common carbon-based anatomy, who knows?
There's a lot of theories out there. One theory is that it's getting inside of our bodies and it's replacing the natural synapses in our brains. So they will essentially be able to totally control us. And I really don't want to think that's what's happening, but I don't know.
Fiber
optics. It kind of reminds me of the way they act like heartworms in an animal, an adult. Heartworms get in the... It's kind of nasty to describe them, but
okay.
I mean, it's honestly, they'll get in the artery that comes from the lungs, the oxygenated blood, the okay. heavily oxygenated blood.
Right.
They'll all congregate in that big artery on the inside. In other words, coming into the heart muscle. And they will line that artery, and they will feed on the nutrients.
The good blood.
Yeah, the good blood, the heavily oxygenated blood. And these things look like fibers, Terry, but they're bigger.
Yeah,
I've seen a picture of a dog's heart that was dissected, and it looked just like those Morgellons fibers.
That's scary, man.
It is.
That is scary. And because more and more sites are popping up. A friend of mine, Lisa, from, I think she's from Mississippi. She may be from Louisiana. I can't keep up with so many people I talk to. She's got a site, Morgellons, The Colonization of Earth. And she's got images of the fibers in the clouds. The same stuff I'm seeing, she's seeing. But she's seeing the fibers, and it's just, I don't know. It's bizarre. I don't know. I don't know. Okay, let's see what we can get into tonight. If I ask you, which country do you think produces the most oil? What country would you think is the biggest oil producer? Now, Bill Sellier, a friend of mine, sent me this. Who do you think the biggest oil-producing country is in the world?
Well, I think I know because I believe I read it not too long ago. It would be the U.S.
You got it. By a very, very large margin. Guess who's number two?
Iraq, Iran.
No. Soviet Union.
Yeah.
America, Soviet Union, Venezuela, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, Libya, Canada, goes on down from there. The U.S., 9,014 barrels. Soviet Union, 4 million. We have over twice as much. Which begs the question, why do we keep kissing the butt of Saudi Arabia, who produces a fourth the amount of oil we produce? Why do we keep kissing their butt? Because whatever it is about them has nothing to do with oil. It has to do with antiquities and other things from the past that Saudi Arabia has or has access to. You think it's portals, Postman?
I may go under that one night. It's pretty deep,
okay.
Terry. I'm serious. And, you know, it's kind of funny you brought that up, man.
It's always funny when I bring stuff up.
It's pretty lengthy. It's a long story.
That's okay. We got an hour and 20 minutes.
Well.
Yeah. Or an hour and 15 minutes. 17 minutes. 16 minutes. Okay. I'm not going to beg you to talk about it.
No. It's pretty deep. It's pretty deep.
Okay. We don't have to talk about that.
And, well, and it has to do with the main player is the House of Saud, which is the namesake of Saudi Arabia.
Right.
It has to do with Saud.
Well, there's a book that just got published about the death of James Forrestal. In case you don't know who he is, he was our defense secretary, or the secretary of defense, when the Roswell incident happened. And everything I've heard or read from William Cooper says that he was the only one of the little Council of 13 that said, we have to tell the people that these beings from elsewhere are here. They have a right to know. And he was quickly shut down and said, no, we can't do that. Well, he insisted. Next thing you know, they stuck him in Bethesda and said he was losing his mind. He winds up being thrown out of a window from 6 or 7 stories, I forget, but there's some interesting stuff that went on with him. It's a lot more to it than just the alien thing. A lot of it has to do with what Frank was talking about. Palestine, the Balfour Declaration, a lot of that stuff's involved in it. But we'll get into that another night. But this is interesting. I'm going to have to order this book. The Zionist movement, basically.
Right. And it started a long time ago. And
it did.
It actually started when Joseph was in Egypt. That's when it started. And when they trekked back to the Promised Land, and they found the giants there, and they actually cleaned it out, and then they got invaded again by another race called Hyksos, and I mean you'd have to do your actual research to actually get a good grasp on the actual story, and Frank, if you're listening, the name of the race is Hyksos, and just do your research. Do your research on that, and we can talk about it next week if you want to.
Wow.
And that's who corrupted them. It was Hyksos.
And from there,
you know, they got invaded by Sennacherib. He came in and invaded them, and the Assyrians invaded them, and Babylon invaded them, and Rome invaded them. Well, actually, some more people invaded them before Rome did, but I think Rome was the last somebody to actually come in and invade them, except for the Muslims. I think they were last. The Muslims came in, but yeah, they got corrupted, They bloodline got got diluted. The bulk of them got ran off, and most of them went to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Hint. and that's what most of them are. And then some of them over here. Guess how they got here? Hint.
Mm-hmm.
So there's quite a bit of validity to the Ethiopian stories.
Yes, it is, and
possibly that they actually are holding the Ark of the Covenant.
If they don't have it now, it was there at one time.
Yes.
So, I mean, a lot of people don't want to hear this story, but there's some truth to it. There's a lot of truth to it.
Mm-hmm. I can believe there's a lot of truth to just about everything.
I've heard the stories, and I can neither confirm nor deny, because there's too many years passed for me to say that I know anything about it. But there's something to it.
Yes, it is. It is.
So there's always something just to everything, you know? Oh, yeah, it's break time again. Well, they just come real regular in here.
We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News & Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors, Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros. Trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502, 799-1502 for Chase Interiors.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and we're right down here on that beautiful Alabama River, and it's easy to get to right off I-65 North Boulevard. Take the first exit, that's Louisville Street, the bottom of the ramp, turn right three times. You'll follow that to the end of the road, and you'll find us on the river. We cook up fresh seafood, we rent out pontoon boats. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. That's right, it's hard to believe, but you don't have to have a boating license. We can fix you up to have a good time on the river. And we're putting an RV park in. It won't be long, it'll be open. I'm talking about it real soon, so if you're interested in getting down here on the river and joining us, just call and get you a reservation, and we'll call you when your spot's ready. And let's talk about fun times, because this week we are so proud to tell you that Mr. Sip is back in town. That's right, multiple award winner. I'm talking about if there's an award in the blues, he's won it, and a lot of them in the gospel world, too. Mr. Sip will be here Sunday at 5 o'clock with his killer backup band. Y'all check it out at CapitalOysterBar.com or go to the Facebook page, see what's going on. Y'all, we're looking for you to get down here soon, and be sure you come hungry. We're going to feed you good.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to a special 4-hour edition of Clearing the Air. Yes, you're going to get more conspiracies jam-packed into 4 hours than you ever thought was possible, folks. Actually, I hate that conspiracy theory tag. We're truthers. At least I am. I would assume my colleagues agree with me on that, because everything we tell you, we believe is true. I mean, a lot of it we've experienced ourselves, or we wouldn't be on here talking about it. With me, it was the Morgellons thing that kind of started all this, and noticing the chemtrails in the air. Because I know what contrails are. I've watched contrails my whole life. But this stuff doesn't act like a contrail. It's not a contrail. It's a chemtrail. It's an aerosol. The stuff that's in these aerosol trails that go from horizon to horizon are not good for mankind at all, to say the least. And that's what got me going. That's why I have this program. That's why you're listening to me right now, I'd like to think. Anyway, be that as it may, where were we, gentlemen? God, we've been all over the place tonight.
I don't know, but speaking of chemtrails, I was talking to you during the break about Al Gore being on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Yeah, what did he say on DeGeneres show?
Well, he was talking about aerosol injections of, like, sulfur and whatnot. But he was claiming that that wasn't such a good idea because basically plants need sunlight to survive, and of course people need sunlight too. But and spewing pollutants in the atmosphere is not a good idea. So he doesn't come out and say, yeah, they're spraying chemtrails, you know, with what we're familiar with aluminum, barium, strontium, cadmium, lithium, and those such things. But he does acknowledge that there is some aerosol disbursements going on. Of course, we know from MIT, Berkeley, and a few other universities that they have done their own experiments with chemtrails or aerosol injections. Many of you out there have heard the director of the CIA addressing the Council on Foreign Relations about the stratospheric aerosol injections to block out the sun rays to curb global warming. So it's nothing new, and there's plenty of evidence out there that it's happening. But, you know, there's not much has been done in the way of bringing it out in the open. Most people want to deny it because the TV didn't tell them that it was happening.
And, you know, that scares me, Jason. I'm glad you brought that up. That scares me more than just about anything. The fact that there's perhaps even a majority of the population of the citizens of America that sit at home and wait for the news to tell them what's really going on.
Or rely on Snopes to tell them that it's true.
I had
or
somebody
false.
Do that to me on the Clear in the Air Facebook page. I forget what I had posted, but they came back to me with Snopes. And I said, are you kidding me? Snopes?
Yeah.
Do your research and figure out what Snopes is, then get back with me on that.
Snopes got in trouble. They were trying to get the Babylon Bee removed because for reporting false news. Yeah,
it's satire.
They wrote it as fake news, a fake news site. And
well, I guess it is if you want to look at it that way.
It is, but it's satire. And I guess I guess if you're not bright, maybe you wouldn't understand.
There you go.
That it's satire.
That is just like all these gun control nuts on the left that don't know the difference in semi-automatic and automatic.
Yes.
You know, if you don't want to make a fool out of yourself, learn something about what you claim to be an expert about before you get on the air.
Oh, yes. I've seen so many demonstrations by politicians explaining different guns and what they do, and they have no clue.
Never been in war, don't know anything about guns, nothing.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing for me to watch them.
Exactly. You feel bad for them.
Yeah.
They're idiots.
Going back to chemtrails, you know, spraying all that aluminum up in the air, not just aluminum, but the other metals. Nanoparticulates, you know, it gets in your body, it gets in your bloodstream, and of course aluminum carried by things like fluoride gets more easily deposited into your brain. So it's easy to get it in the brain when it's nanoparticles of aluminum, but it's almost impossible to get it back out. Hence you have people dying from Alzheimer's and dementia, which so many years ago was not even a thing until, what, the 80s?
Yeah, well, look at autism. It's exponentially increased.
Yes.
Since spraying began. Or is that just an anomaly, or are they connected? You better believe they're connected.
And, of course, we're getting aluminum from our diets, too. I mean, it's in the food we eat.
It's in everything.
It's in everything.
Yeah, well, the thing that people come back with me on that, they say, well, aluminum's naturally occurring in the soil. Well, it is, but nowhere near the levels we're seeing now.
And in particular, not in the pure form.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been cleaned up, processed.
And that's the thing. The nano, and I tried to explain this on Greg's show when he was pushing the spray-on foam. It's nanotechnology. They're at a point now, they progress to the point where they can actually design the shape of the molecules. They design these things where they fit together, where there's absolutely no gap between them. It makes them exponentially more effective.
And this is exactly like what you see in sci-fi movies.
Yep, we're there.
You know, like with the replicators. There's several shows that would have replicators that are nano bots, basically, that can replicate themselves using the materials around them.
Well, Jason, it's the perfect weapon. We can't see it.
Right.
Unless you've got a... extremely expensive, unaffordable electron microscope, you can't see this stuff. It's unreal.
Yeah, and I know people out there, some of them, you're rolling your eyes, but if you did the research and look at the patents...
There you go. That's
and the purposes
key.
Of it, this stuff has already been made many, many, many years ago.
Yeah, it kills me when people start talking about RFID chips. RFID chips are like 8-track tapes or to CDs.
That's way old news.
They can spray stuff now that can, and they actually explained this to us in a paper called the NASA War Document, StopTheCrime.net. I've said that a million times. StopTheCrime.net, NASA War Document. It talks about releasing swarms of smart dust, which are dust mote size mini nano processors. These things are mini computers. They can get inside your body and they can self assemble. They can create things inside your body. They can make you... It's the same as having an RFID chip. It's just you don't even see it. You don't even know what's happening. Mm-hmm. That's how far they progress.
Yep. Yeah, it's amazing, too. If it's been thought of or written in sci-fi, more than likely, it's already in existence and being used.
That's what Kelly Johnson of Skunk Works, the famous Hidden, where they created all our super weapons and planes, that's what he said. If you can imagine it, we've done it. He even went so far as to say, we've flown across the universe. We've done everything already. Yeah. That was in the 50s, folks.
Yeah, you go back and read old books, you know, and there's books about space travel and rockets and submarine journeys.
Cars in there?
Way before any of this stuff existed.
Flying cars?
Oh, I'm sure there's some. There's one, Back to the Future. That was pretty awesome.
I don't want a DeLorean. They were a POS.
Yeah, well, maybe they can do it out of a Mercedes or something.
Too heavy.
Yeah. You'd have to go to Sirius to get one of those.
Probably.
Yeah.
Go to an asteroid belt.
I hear there's a nice Tesla floating around out there somewhere. I guess I could go find it.
Oh, yeah. It's still out there.
I bet it is.
I don't care if it's a Yugo. If it flies.
I want a flying car. Yeah. It won't be long before we'll be able to buy the ones that are... They're basically enlarged versions of the quad drones with the four motors. There are people out there building them. There's tons of YouTube videos. They only fly for like 12 minutes, but it's cool.
Yeah, I guess you'd have to get a CDL license because it would have to be equipped with air brakes.
She's here all week, folks.
The best, I'm sure the best platform would be magnetoplasma. That'll be the best way to go with it. And you know that
they're kind of hard to order online.
Yeah, they are right now. Nothing but a TRB 4, 5, or 6. You know, runs on that.